Hello and welcome to another Lenten devotion today. Today we're still looking at the sacrament of the altar, our weekly review of the catechism. So let's go ahead and begin today with the invocation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. My mouth is filled with your praise, and with your glory all the day. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our reading for today, Friday, April 3rd, comes from Matthew chapter 26, verses 26 through 29. Now as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink again of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." And then we review the catechism for today. And in fact, I'm going to review the first part of the catechism. What is the sacrament of the altar and where is this written? So, what is the sacrament of the altar? It is the true body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ under the bread and wine, instituted by Christ himself for us Christians to eat and drink. Where is this written? The holy evangelists Matthew, Mark, Luke, and St. Paul write, "Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me.' In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, 'Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.'" So as we look at this now, we come back to thinking about what the sacrament of the altar really is. And as we talked about yesterday, it is the true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as we as Lutherans talk about again, under the bread and wine, in with and under the bread and wine, we say, is the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, as I mentioned yesterday again, we don't know how this happens. We can't really figure out how it is done. We just rely on faith. We rely on that faith which helps us to believe or convinces us to believe, gives us the belief that what this sacrament is, what the sacrament is the true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ under the bread and wine. Again, we don't know how, and we can't explain how. But we just know that God there is present there, that Christ is present. So when somebody asks you, when you take the sacrament, what are you taking? When you take the wine, when you take the bread, when you take the wine, what are you taking? Well, you can say, "I'm taking the body and blood of Jesus Christ." But aren't you also taking bread and wine? Yes, I'm taking bread and wine. But in some unique fashion, in some unique way, and we call it by sacramental union, we know that Christ is bodily present. And we are receiving him bodily. Well, we absolutely have no idea how that works. But we know that it is by the power of his word that that happens. We know it's by the power of his word that Jesus is there. And we know why he's here, as I mentioned again yesterday, I think. We know he's here to forgive our sins, to give us that forgiveness of sins. We'll get into a little bit more of that tomorrow. But for today, we need to really emphasize what this sacrament is. It is the true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ under that bread and wine for us Christians to eat and drink. This really is one of the greatest gifts that the Lord could ever give us, the gift of himself. And so, again, as we come to celebrate the Lord's Supper, we realize that we really are coming into what we call divine service, because The divine is here to serve us. The divine, God, God, man, Jesus Christ, when we come to receive the sacrament, is here to serve us. That's why we call it divine service. Yeah, I know, it's a little difficult right now, isn't it? It's difficult for us today to have corporate worship, to come together and receive this great sacrament as the body of Christ. As the body of Christ receiving the actual body of Christ, the body and blood of Christ. It's difficult. And I know a lot of people out there are really feeling that they're missing a lot in life. They're missing a lot in their Christian life by not being able to take the sacrament on a regular basis. But again, like I said yesterday, and I said in my sermon on Wednesday, we still have God's word. We should not think that our faith is in any way compromised by what's going on today. We should always consider the fact that the one means of grace, the means of grace are very simple things, but above all, the Word of God is God's means of grace. And like I said before, when it's combined with water in baptism, when it's combined with bread and wine in the sacrament, we have these wonderful sacraments, but we still have the Word of God. And I encourage you all out there to keep getting into daily devotions in the Word. Keep your faith fed that way. And look forward to the time when we can come here as a church together and celebrate this wonderful sacrament for what it is, the true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given and shed for us for the forgiveness of sins. Let's go on then and let us join together in praying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Depending on what time of day it is for you, you may conclude with Luther's morning prayer or evening prayer. We will conclude today with the Lord bless you and keep you, the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you, the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.